when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام, زيارة العاشورة. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعَدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَ.
As you were with us previously, brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ بْنَ سَعْدٍ. And may Allah distance from His mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. We have explained whatever was necessary about what history told us about the nature of this man, and the fact that he was hesitant at first, he finally and ultimately defeated in the inner battle, and as a result, he lost the outer battle as well. He was the one who bashara qatl al-Husayn, who directly killed Imam Husayn alayhi salam, because he was the one who began encouraging his man to behead Imam Husayn alayhi salam. One of the opportunities he had, one of the turning points he could probably have, was the invitation of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, when he alayhi salam invited him on the night of Ashura to join his forces, but he rejected. He continuously concocted different pretexts until the Imam alayhi salam knew that there is no place for change in his heart. فَانْصَرَفَ عَنْهُ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ مَا لَكَ ذَبَحَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَى فِرَاشِكَ عَاجِلًا. What has happened to you? What is wrong with you? May Allah slaughter you in your home soon. But as we said, history repeats itself because the atrocious nature of killing innocent civilians will not be stopped. It will continue, and it will continue to exist, as there are some people who represent Cain in this world. The Holy Quran says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبِّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Relate to them truly the account of Adam's two sons. When the two of them offered an offering, it was accepted from one and not accepted from the other. One of them said, قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. Surely I will kill you. قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And the other said, Allah accepts only from the God-fearing. And this is exactly what we see in the plains of Karbala. In the battle between Abel and Cain, those who had come to save the religion of Islam represented Abel, and those who came to attain worldly reward, those are the ones who represented Cain.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, the point in the story of Karbala, as we said, is that Imam tried to invite him, he did not accept. At the same time, Imam tried to let his people go. Imam gave his companions the choice to revoke allegiance to him, to leave him, but they all accepted to stay with him. They were truly submissive, and Ahlul Bayt's submission to Allah's will is not a state that they are compelled to reach. It is a truth that they have attained at its climax with their personal efforts. إِنَّا أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ فَيُعْطِينَا فَإِذَا أَرَادَ مَا نَكْرَهُ فِيمَا يُحِبْ رَضِينَا. We, Ahlul Bayt, beseech Allah and He grants us. So if He wills to do that which we abhor, provided that it will bring about His pleasure, فِيمَا يُحِبْ, we submit. Even it is مَا نَكْرَهُ, even it is something that we abhor. And this is what leads the followers of Ahlul Bayt to salvation. This is exactly what leads someone like Hur to true salvation, to eternal salvation, and someone like Umar ibn Sa'd to eternal damnation. The followers of Imam Hussein alayhi salam chose to be his followers. They chose to be Allah's favorite. They followed the Ahlul Bayt, the head of whom was Allah's messenger, and now they were following his grandsons. This is what gradually leads men to spiritual purification. And this is what we human beings have to observe in our daily lives. فَإِنَّكُمْ وَسِيلَتِي إِلَى اللَّهِ وَبِحُبِّكُمْ وَبِقُرْبِكُمْ أَرْجُونَ رَجَاتًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. You are the Ahlul Bayt. You are our means towards Allah. So we set our hopes on your station and love to be saved by Allah. And we, by following them, will be sure that the encircling mercy of them will cover us as well. The Holy Quran considers the Holy Prophet the source of mercy to the world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And he, as the head of the Ahlul Bayt, gives us hope to be from among the people who will be saved by the mercy of the Ahlul Bayt, on condition that we follow their teachings. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا الشجره نعم الامير انت حسين وقدوتي ساروا اليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامه تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا امامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين